1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good afternoon, I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The Colorado state mask mandate is in place, including in Mesa County. Governor Polis caused some confusion when he said Mesa County can lift the order. Health Department Executive Director Jeff Coor says the county has opted not to lift the order because case numbers continue to increase. He says local personnel are working on a mitigation plan to try and get the number of COVID cases down. Coor says they'll know by the middle of next week what that plan will look like. In the meantime, all eyes are on the governor as the state mask mandate is to expire Monday. A Henderson, Colorado man is in jail in Mesa County facing federal drug trafficking charges. Mesa County Sheriff's deputies stopped Bo Aaron Howarth's minivan on I-70 last month and found nearly 12 kilos of suspected heroin, more than 2 kilos of suspected fentanyl. Howarth was indicted on federal drug charges last week. If convicted, he faces up to life in federal prison and an up to $10 million fine. Mesa County Democrats are getting together for a Get Out the Vote and information rally Saturday afternoon. Local campaign reps and surrogates for Diane Mitch Bush and John Hickenlooper will be on hand along with local candidates and volunteers. The rally is set at 3:30 at the old Mesa County Courthouse Saturday. Western Colorado Latino Chamber of Commerce recognizing Hispanic Heritage Month with a Unity Through Culture celebration tomorrow at Colorado Mesa University. It's being held at the CMU Plaza between the University Center and Escalante Building starting at 5:30 tomorrow. City of Grand Junction's ready to start sucking up your leaves. The annual leaf removal program gets underway Monday. Cards with specific rakeout dates for specific neighborhoods are in the mail. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.